We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome into the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast, sponsored by SoRare. I am Andrew Laird, senior soccer editor of RotoWire, joined on this Monday, September 27th, by Luis Pacheco to talk about Tuesday's Champions League slate. Luis, the only thought I had on this Champions League slate as I was like going through all of the prices and everything, we're just trying to count how many ways I was going to get blasted by other lineups.
Obviously, you know, that's what happened, you know. It's like when you're driving. I mean, I think I made the analogy, right? You're driving and it's a traffic jam and you have one line and the other two lines are going to be faster than yours. It's just a matter of probabilities. There's two turns against one turn, and the more lines, the less probability you have to be the fastest one. So
that's the perfect way to put it. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like after last week, it's like you could know exactly what could happen. Like, I feel like we talk about like, this could happen, this could happen, this could happen. And you obviously make your decisions and then it's kind of out of your hands. It's not like, yeah. I didn't think the process was bad, but the tough thing about Champions League is just like your process could be good and you could even get everything right.
Yeah.
And then there's that one situation that just either ends you or in the terms of like your lineup doesn't score well enough, or there's just like, oh, this other game that I knew could go off went off, and I'm just now out of money.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, like, if I remember last week, you know, like, I mean, PSG didn't do well against Club Brugge, which wasn't expected. And then Ajax actually murdered Sporting Lisbon at Lisbon, which wasn't expected at all. So, I mean, not even the odds were. Yeah. I mean, they were favorable to Ajax, but not as many goals. And I mean, I'm still thinking about it. It's like, I mean, it was really a bad game for Lisbon in general, for their team. I mean, for fantasy, I mean, well, Nuno Santos wasn't as good as we thought it was going to be, or at least I thought it was going to be. But the other, Pedro Porro was decent. It's still playable this week if needed too.
Yep.
And you know, it's I mean, we said, hey, if Manchester City is going to kill you, is going to kill us. Well, let them. They have a tough game against Leipzig and they did well, but you know, like the problem is like, I mean, like today, I think this is the first slate in my life that I'm going to say that Messi is a leverage play. So how's that? I mean, I'm not going to play Messi. And I don't know if you can do it too. I mean, I think it's going to be low on. So if you, I mean, but still messy, right? But it's a tough matchup. And you know, I mean, we have a really the matchup against, you know, the Goliath against the David or, you know.
Yep.
And, you know, as much as I like Cherry Steers Paul, I mean, they were good at home against Shakhtar, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. But still, Shakhtar put a lot of fantasy points on them. Yeah. And, you know, they go play against Real Madrid. You know, Real Madrid already rotating a lot. So, I mean, their prices are decent. So now it's a matter of like, hey, how much Real Madrid you want, knowing that Cruz is coming back. He's going to play some minutes. Knowing that if Benzema starts, he's not finishing. unless the game goes in a way that makes you lose the money, because if he's not scoring goals right. and you have Benzema, you know, who cares, right? But, you know, yeah, no, it is what it is, right?
Yeah, so looking at the odds, we obviously have, yeah, Real Madrid are huge favorites, by far the biggest on the slate.
Yeah.
We've got Dortmund favored at home against Sporting after Sporting got slaughtered last week and then did what they do and shut down whoever they played this past weekend in their domestic league. Leipzig are favored at home against Bruges, that team that Bruges basically looked better than PSG in that matchup.
I agree.
They just flat out outplayed them. Liverpool favored away to Porto, which I don't think is overly surprising, you know, regardless of how good Porto can be. And then Man City favored away to PSG, which I think is going to be the one that everyone is going to focus on, at least in terms of interest, not necessarily fantasy scores, although we'll discuss that in a second. And then Atletico Madrid favored away to Milan. How do you feel about that?
Surprise.
Yeah, a little bit, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's. I mean, they're giving a lot more credit to us than I think we should, but hey, you know.
All right. That's fair.
Yeah.
We already have Quinny in chat saying that Leipzig are going to lose to Bruges. I don't know how much that's so rare related or not, but
it could happen. I mean, I'm not saying it could happen, but
they could have beaten PSG.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, it just depends. Like, you know, is Bormer or Vanaken going to play? I mean, if they don't play, we have Solman, which is awesome, right?
Mm-hmm.
They taking corner for 3.5. Solwa or Soma. Yeah. So what I gonna say, you know, is the W instead of the M, right? So I don't know. So yeah, I mean, Club Brugge can. I mean, Club Brugge really look great. Leipzig look great on the weekend too. So yeah. You know, and then you have Nkunku non set pieces goal scorer for 10,000. Yeah, some body where he used to have sets, and before, like, well, he had sets, but not tie. Now he's like, oh, I'm a striker now. So
it was as soon as they started pricing him too high for the sets, and you're just like, I can't pay that much for Leipzig sets. And he was just like, all right, I'll just start scoring goals now, and then you'll have to pay for that. So
he killed me this weekend on Bundesliga. You know, those slate that everybody's gonna play. Yeah, you know, there's only five people. As every other interleague slate. So you know, just saying like, oh, these people is gonna come. They never come. So you know, but don't blame anyone for that. All right.
But yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I think if we look at the slate, obviously is. I mean, it's one of like, remember last year when we had those Juventus against Ferencváros?
Mm-hmm.
It was
Ferencváros.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, let's stack Juventus. Decent prices, and I think I lost my money in all those on those slates. I'm obviously very biased against Real Madrid, but you know you can beat those prices, and especially now that Ancelotti said he's going to rotate players. So
I think you kind of said it earlier that with Real Madrid you're either going to get 60 minutes out of the guys you most likely play. And that's like Benzema. I bet Vinicius plays a little longer than that, but they don't have to. So you're either hoping that they're the ones who get them ahead. And if they're still on the field after 90 minutes, then they probably didn't score nearly enough points to justify paying up for them. So I don't know, but like even like Dortmund, I don't even want to give Sporting credit that they can like slow them down, but like Dortmund always is so tough from a floor perspective, at least. Haaland, you mentioned
this just before. Robot. It's a cyborg. That guy is like Terminator.
Yeah, so like he has the best goal scoring odds on the slate. Like he's above Benzema.
Even he's injured. Like he's injured, he still have better goal scoring odds.
Yeah, like he's just a machine. Like I think if you make a cash lineup on this slate, and we say this about Champions League all the time, but it feels particularly the case this slate that if you build like a high floor set piece taking lineup, like I think you're just going to get absolutely slaughtered.
Yeah, I think so. I think also, you know, but there's a couple of things to see, right? It is important to see if Lisbon is going to do the Benfica special. They used to just throw away the Champions League. Like, we don't care. We just don't care. But I mean, they got destroyed at home, and they, I mean, are they going to play the A team again, or are they going to play, you know, a lesser team? So we'll see. Maybe Pablo Sarabia helps a little bit. I think Sporting might be better away. I think after the first punch, I mean, they're going to say, oh, you know, welcome to the Champions League. So it's going to be a little more complicated, obviously. It's Erling Haaland, and he is his knee is iffy. For me, it's one of those high-priced running backs that you can fade for the field. You know, it's like fading Lewandowski. When he doesn't score, you win. And when he scores, like, So it's just a matter of that. But, you know, like, there are prices, like, are enticing, like Neymar 8.5. I mean, I rarely see Neymar under 20 points in any circumstances, but
So looking at like who was on the slate, there was just like, I went in and Ryan wrote this in his article too, that I like, you're not going to pay 10.5 for Neymar or Messi on the slate. Like, you just wouldn't do it. No. But then it was like, wait a minute, where, you know, you go to the top and you're just like, all right, Haaland, Benzema, Salah. And you're like, wait a minute, I'm still going down. Asensio 93, Mbappe 91, Thorgan Hazard 9,000. And you're just like, oh my gosh, like Neymar's 8,500. And I don't know. Okay. If there's a game, I mean, obviously any of these games can get wild, but like Man City PSG could have 8 goals in it. That's not crazy. Man City Leipzig had 8 goals in it.
Yeah. They played not long ago, I think. They played PSG against Man City when the PSG won, and then they played Bayern Munich, I think.
Leicester, yeah.
Yeah, so I let me see if I can find the stats. I remember Neymar did pretty decent. Obviously, you know, like now he's not, you know, fighting with Mbappe or Messi or whoever, you know.
Do you just think that – did you have any thought of – so you actually said you weren't going to play Messi. Messi's 9,500 on DraftKings, so that's obviously much more than
no, Neymar. No, I'm out of Messi. First, he's injured. Second – he barely played with the team, and we don't know his role yet. I mean, the match he has played has been not good.
Yeah,
let's not call it terrible, but not good. I mean, obviously, you know, he scores the 3 kids and it's amazing, but you know, his knee is injured. Next week he's going back to Argentina, which is why he cares. So, I mean, and it's Manchester City, so it's not like they're going to have possession. So, honestly, I mean, for playing Messi, I'd rather go play Kevin De Bruyne. If you give me a showdown at that prices, I think Kevin De Bruyne might be even better, even without sets, than Messi. So, think about it. So, I don't know. So, I'm looking at Neymar against PSG last year. So, he scored 14 points or 13 points with no goals.
Yep.
So, you know, hey, I'm not saying that that's going to win you, because, you know, that's one Haaland goal and you have 3 or 4, like Haaland, right? So, anyhow, but so I think like this was most people is going to do. A lot of Real Madrid, especially the forwards. I mean, supposedly Eden Hazard is going to play. Maybe Asensio plays, Isco. I mean, I'm afraid that the motivation is not going to be there. But Hazard is not having, I mean, it's not starting. So, I mean, this is his match, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, if Luka Jovic starts at 3.7, it's hard not to play him, right? So, you know, then you have Vinicius Jr., Isco, Asensio. Yeah, Asensio might be expensive. I think Isco is a little bit too expensive. Like you know, like I feel people is gonna play Benzema, his star, probably Hazard, Vinicius, or both, because at those prices they're playable. Then Lucas Vazquez at 5.4 seems a little bit too rich, but you know, a fullback playing at home, and we've seen Lucas Vazquez put in easily 12 points with assists potential.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, you want to play a TAA or want to play Lucas, right? So you can play both too. You know, so it just depends, right? And then it's like, all right, so we're going to put as much Real Madrid as we can. The defense is not, they're not defenders, and you want to play in the Real Madrid match. So you might go somewhere else to get like those 3 players. You need two teams, right? Besides Real Madrid, you need two more teams, yeah, right? So the goalkeeper, whoever, probably the Sheriff Tiraspol goalkeeper is fine. I mean, he's gonna get pepper, right? So, you know,
you think so.
Or, you know, just go play whoever you feel, right? But it's not in Real Madrid team. If it was the old DraftKings, and we know that Lunin is starting, probably Lunin will be 3,500 and it will be like the 100%, but it's no longer the old DraftKings. Nah, it's no longer that. So I feel that people is going to find differential on those two, and maybe, you know, maybe Haaland, full Real Madrid, two decent defenders. I feel TA is way too expensive. I think those defender prices are getting out of control, like, to the point I mean, do I really need to play TA when Robertson is 3,000 less? I mean, I don't need to play any of them, right? But we'll see, right? So
it's, you know, like they took the ceiling off of the defender prices, and now it's just like every week we're going to just try to see something higher because they think it justifies. It's justified.
Yeah, yeah. I just paid for Ansaldi, well, in Torino, like 8,000, like,
right.
Well, I don't even, but it seems like they took the ceiling out.
What do you think about the Liverpool forwards? You think nobody plays them?
Well, Liverpool seems like a good differential. I remember they played Porto not long ago, or Benfica, and they killed it. It was Porto, right?
Yeah.
And they kill him before Atletico Madrid go and kill them. You know, anyhow, I like to remember those good times, but not happening now. But you know, I remember like they did pretty well in Porto or Benfica. It was 3-0 or something like that. But it wasn't as much output. I remember like Liverpool away from home, they don't go for the kill. You know, they just want to, you know, if they can score on the counter, they're fine. But they're not as active as going forward. So.
Right.
I mean, the point is with Liverpool prices, like, all right, so you have, let's say you're going to play Salah, right? And Salah is, I don't even know how much Salah
10,000 even.
Yeah. So you're going to play Salah for 10,000 or rather go play anyone else?
That bad?
Well, but I mean, at 10,000, I mean, you are asking for a forward on an away team. That doesn't have the highest total, because if we go to highest, Leipzig is a little bit higher, Dortmund is a little bit higher. So, I mean, I know that outside Haaland, you cannot play anyone in Dortmund if you want upside, because, you know, none of them has it.
Right.
Because it's just, I mean, Thorgan Hazard or any of those guys, you know, it's just nothing. It's just an assist-dependent guys. But you have Nkunku, right? Or you have, I mean, I'd rather play Neymar than Salah. I'd rather take the floor. I know the floor is going to be there, I think. I mean, the floor is not there. I'd rather play Kevin De Bruyne than Salah.
Right.
And I'd rather play Eden Hazard, Asensio, than Salah. But I understand, like, that's the problem. Like, there is always a somehow better choice for a cash perspective. Mm-hmm. Than the Liverpool players. So, like, Trent Alexander-Arnold, 8.4 is a lot. I'd rather go Robertson, but a 5.7 away from home feels like a lot too.
Yeah.
But, you know, defending, I feel, is going to be the main differentials, I think. We'll see what people goes with. So,
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Do you think we obviously think Real Madrid is going to be the most popular. Do you think PSG is next only because they're so much cheaper, at least relative to where they usually are? Or do people just start going to Dortmund with
Dortmund? I will say Haaland. Haaland probably as popular as we're going to see a lot of Benzema Haaland lineup, I think, if he stars. I feel that is people going to be different? Definitely Neymar or Mbappe. I mean, people have the perspective that Man City can be a score on.
Yeah.
And it's away from home. I mean, it's at Paris, right? So.
Yep. Back to Madrid for a second. Even if they end up rotating out, you know, Benzema or whoever, that just makes it easier to stack them. Like, they're still going to be huge favorites. So it's not like, it's like, oh, Benzema's not playing, I can't play Real Madrid. Like, people will just play whoever starts in front of them.
I mean, I have a hard time not playing Luka Jovic and 3.7.
Right.
It's just not possible. I mean, you have a forward and at least going to be 60 minutes. Yes, he hasn't played much, but that guy used to be good.
He was really good.
And then you have Vinicius, looks pretty decent.
Yeah.
Hazard, not bad. Asensio, not bad. He played 80 minutes this weekend, so I don't think he's going to play. I think it's going to be Isco, but Isco is still a guy. We know Modric's not going to play.
Right.
We know Cruz is not going to start.
Yep.
We know Alaba is going to be a center back. If he starts, I guess he is. So who's going to be in corners? Have to be Hazard, have to be Isco or Asensio. I mean, you have a team that, you know, they just gave away around 20 points to the set piece takers of Shakhtar. So would you expect something like that? I would. Let's say that they don't. I mean, it's hard to score on them, which might be possible. I have not a good perspective of what Tiraspol can be as a team against a bigger team. But you know, if they're going to bank, if they're going to park the bus, you will expect Real Madrid to cross a lot. Yeah. That's what they do. So, you know, especially when there's no space, that's what they do. So,
do you think people just end up throwing in Casemiro or Camavinga just because they're cheap and they play for Real Madrid?
Yeah, like we did Betancourt last time.
Right.
Yeah. Camavinga for 4,000 is a guy that, you know, used to score goals. Casemiro is the guy that goes in the corners and saves the day. Now then it's not Sergio Ramos anymore. So, you know?
Yeah.
I see maybe people play someone different to make something different. Like, for example, you say, well, Casemiro for 4.2, I can play Pablo Sarabia for 4.6. Pablo Sarabia, good performers, you know, he might have some set pieces, but it's an away team. So the upside is not there, but at least, you know, might get some floor, so I don't know. We can go through the list. And I like Sowa if he stars. I mean, even though as an underdog, he's a good, you know, if definitely if Bormer doesn't star or Banaken, then they have the set pieces, he can be very decent. I mean, Noah Lann is not bad if you want a differential. I mean, if you don't want to play Casemiro or you don't want to play Lucas Vazquez.
Right. Yeah, Lang and Tiquetelaire are much cheaper, much more expensive than they were.
Yeah,
and they were up against PSG.
Yeah.
So
what do you think is higher on ownership, Nkunku or Szoboszlai? I mean, I'll be honest to you. I mean, don't you think about playing any of them? I mean, considering that they're big favorites.
I love Szoboszlai, but I think more people will play Nkunku.
I think so too.
Forster playing
is
both
not
of them.
About price. Yeah,
I think playing both of them in a tournament lineup is perfectly fine.
Yeah. You can add Forbes there if he stars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dani Olmo senior, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, again, guys, I'm not going to talk about the Milan Atletico Madrid game. Makes no sense. There's absolutely no one I want to play. The only one I might want to play is Koke because he's 4,000, but he's coming back from injury. So I'll be very aware. I like Lodi and Trippier, supposedly going to go 4-4-2 for a change, but they are expensive. There is Teo Hernandez on the revenge game. we hope we get the revenge game to that individual. He might want to, you know, perform in front of the other team, right? But anyhow, you know, like I can pay 8,000 for Carrasco, which is too much. I mean, Luis Suarez 6,000, it seems a lot. I mean, I'd rather gamble with Vinicius Jr. So,
yeah, I think the thing about that match is, like, if you want to try to get different with Champions League,
yeah,
trying to get guys who are overpriced in the game with the lowest total just doesn't seem like it's has enough. It's like not. You're looking at, you're most likely not stacking both sides of that game, but even if you are, you basically still need them to outscore Madrid, who aren't that expensive, Dortmund, Leipzig, Man City, and PSG. Like there are too many teams that could just explode that there's just no reason to focus on the game with, like, by far the lowest total.
Yeah, no, there's just no reason to go there for anything. I mean, I would even argue even for goalkeepers, he's asking for trouble because, you know, very few shots. If something goes in, you know, it's pretty unexpected. So it just feels not a good proposition, right? So,
yeah, no, I agree. Let's jump to midfield for a second because you mentioned Kevin De Bruyne before. He's another way. 8,200 is lower than we usually see him.
Yeah.
You can stack this game like fairly easily.
Yeah.
Which feels weird because we're used to seeing players in that game at five figures. So do you think we see like some Neymar De Bruyne lineups?
Yes. Yes, I'll be one of them. I will throw one in GPP.
All right.
No, I will too. I mean, like, I feel that, you know, obviously there is Jack Grealish. I don't know how much he's Jack Grealish, but...
He's 8,000. He's 2,000 less than De Bruyne.
Yeah, so... I mean, we just don't know. I mean, like, what kind of approach? I mean, is... this weekend, Man City was very good against Chelsea. I mean, fantasy-wise... I mean, yep. Kevin De Bruyne was decent. I mean, maybe Gabriel Jesus stars. Who knows? Bernardo Silva is decent. But, you know, it feels outside Real Madrid, anyone can go off. So, you know, pick your poison. I mean, I'd rather go die with Neymar than die with Nkunku, but that's me, you know. it's just a matter of, like, you know, is Club Brugge going to open up to Nkunku? No, I mean, they didn't to Mbappe, and Mbappe was frustrated. So,
yeah,
you know, I'd rather, I know Neymar is going to get at least 10 fouls, right? So,
it's a good point.
Yeah. So, you know, what else do you like here? I mean, I feel that, you know.
Do you like De Bruyne more than Szczęsny?
I like Szczęsny better.
Okay.
But just for the matchup.
Right.
Playing at home, you know, potential monopoly of set pieces is a good proposition to me.
Yep.
I mean, it's just all feels like, you know, like there is like a gravitation point. So there's Lucas Vazquez, right? A 5.4. So there is no replacement for Lucas Vazquez. There's no right back. I mean, Nacho can play there if necessary, but you know, I mean, I mean, Lucas Vazquez average is what? Like, I have 10 points per match, around 10 for 5.4 with a upside potential. I mean, around him, what you got? You got Tonali, which takes set pieces for Milan. Against Atletico Madrid, we talk about it. No, I mean, rather play. I mean, I would play Lucas Vazquez. What else? You have Vormer, Sergio Oliveira against Liverpool, Forsberg might be decent, but he's Lobos light plays. I don't know how many set pieces he takes.
Yeah.
So, you know, Forsberg is always a guy that is kind of wary. I mean, I feel that is most dependable, Lucas Vázquez, a right back, than Forsberg as a midfielder, you know, maybe less upside, but, you know.
Yeah. I think ultimately with these choices, it's like you can lock in the set pieces, but we know that on a vast majority of Champions League slates that the set pieces just aren't enough.
Yeah. No, so obviously.
If you have the Lucas Vázquez upside as opposed to, you know, set piece takers from underdogs.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. So you have Lucas Vázquez floor and upside.
Right.
Who else around that price has upside? I don't know if any of the forwards, might midfielder forwards, but we're talking only about midfielders here. So I don't see anyone else. Then you can say I like Noah Lang, obviously. I mean, for 5,000, but I mean, obviously, it's an underdog,
right?
He did pretty well. I like, definitely, we mentioned Sowah already, which is he's cheap, he's 38, right?
Yep,
Kamal Sowah, 38. So that's decent play to me. I just don't see anyone else. I mean, we talk about Pablo Sarabia. I mean, Pablo Sarabia just made me wary of Pedro Porro, right? It's kind of like, the two right guys, and it's going to take corner kicks, so somebody's going to lose to the other. So,
yep. So
perhaps not to play the wing back. Yeah. I know it's kind of boring. I mean, I don't know what else to do. I mean, you can play Lucas Vázquez, or you can go down to. I mean, there's nothing else. I just don't see anything else that I like that has floor and sun upside. I mean, you can gamble with Casemiro, you can gamble with Camavinga, but doesn't gamble. So,
yeah, I think Luka Jovic is like the key to the entire slate. So like if you don't
play whatever you want in that case.
I mean where is he on the goal odds?
Should be almost as Benzema,
right? -115.
Yeah,
at 3600, that's crazy.
Yeah
he'll be the one.
I mean, Luka Modric
Before we get into defenders, do you love sports collectibles or fantasy sports? Because SoRare is blending them together to create an entirely new gaming experience. SoRare cards are officially licensed NFTs from over 180 clubs, including Real Madrid, Paris Saint-Germain, and Liverpool, all on this slate, and built on Ethereum. You truly own your collectibles, and you can use them to win rewards such as new cards or ETH. Join SoRare and connect with your favorite teams, live the game with passion, and earn weekly prizes. The Trent Alexander-Arnold price seems insane. I just don't know how you justify paying it, even with them favored against Porto.
Yeah, it's just 8,400 away from home seems rich. We say to fake Cuadrado, I think we were mostly right. And I mean, he did but you know, you could have some other guys give you points. That's mm-hmm. the argument, right? Hey, you have some other guys and can get to value. Like, I mean, honest. To you, I mean, I know that, you know, we say Lisbon was bad and terrible, but Pedro Porro has 10 points and 3,000. So, I mean, that's 2.5. That's, you know, Alexander Arnold has to get 25, right? Or something like that. It's just a matter of like, hey, you know, does DA have that side? Yes, he does. But you're paying as much as Kevin De Bruyne, you're paying almost as much as Neymar, and he doesn't have the goal scoring odds. I mean, And we know that Liverpool in general doesn't push away from home. I mean, they won right at the last minute at home.
Yep.
It's a difficult group, so they're just gonna go look for a point and the counter they usually do when they do away from home. Like that's how they kill Atalanta, they kill Porto or Benfica. Forget to do that.
Do you think Robertson becomes really popular though? Because everyone's like, oh, I'd like to play TA, but he's too expensive, so I'll just play Robertson. Do we just ignore them?
I think people are going to play Robertson. I mean, since like a decent price for a favorite, right?
Yeah.
I feel that, you know, like overall, I mean, for the lineups I've seen, there is one lock, which is I think his name is Josep Guardiola, or well, that's Pep Guardiola, right? Josep Guardiola, but his name is Guardiola. If you pronounce the U like the V, like the U, you know, which is the left back from Leipzig. I'm surprised they're not going to play Halstenberg or Klostermann, but I'm not sure if they're in the squad anymore. So I don't know what Jesse Marsch is going to do, but Angelino is suspended.
Right.
So it has to be whoever plays left back over there. You know, this guy is how much? He's very cheap, actually, too.
He's 3,300.
It's Josco Guardiola, sorry, not Josep Guardiola. So, you know.
Yeah.
But, by the way, if Sorare is French, right? How do you say in French? Sorare?
Something like that, yeah.
I don't know. Anyhow.
I prove time and time again I don't speak French, so.
Yeah. Neither do I. I just try to pretend. yeah, so I think one spot is the Leipzig guy. Guardiola, decent number when he plays.
Yeah.
Against Club Brugge, but they are at home. So, you know, you have a cheap fullback that allows you to play big guns if you want elsewhere. So I think that's going to be one guy. And the other guy, I guess, is going to depend, right? Like what you think is going to be better. So, you know, Guerrero's expensive.
I was just about to say, like, he's the one who I feel like we always play because we're like, oh, he could have a few set pieces. And it always ends up being like two. Yeah. But we get that awesome bailout goal or assist. And we're just like, yep, no, never a doubt. And now it's like, I don't even care about the set pieces, but they're such a big favorite that I'm like, why am I not playing Guerrero at, was he 6,200? Like, yeah. I don't know. It seems like this is one of the opportunities where we actually should play him without having to worry about set pieces.
Yeah. Then you have, you know, then it's a matter of, like, I think it's going to be a matter of choice, right? Like, Theo Hernandez might be popular, you know, home, 5,000. There's Trippier, you know, take some set pieces. Atletico Madrid might get a clean sheet, you know. So you got some points on set pieces. Why not? You know, Ashraf Hakimi keeps scoring goals because that's what he does. And he's the new Thomas Meunier.
Yeah,
Meunier doesn't score literally. Well. Meunier is not a bad play either. So all those guys around 5,000. Renan Lodi is going to start, but you know how it's Atletico Madrid with that. After 45 minutes, he's gone or not. You do not know. Only Simeone knows at the time. So. This Cristiano guys was pretty fun, but you know, I'm playing against Real Madrid, you know, there is one Cristiano here. No. So,
no.
Yeah. I mean, if you need salary, you're, you know, getting a lot of big players. I see Nuno Mendes or Pedro Porro are decent plays at those prices. You know, Nuno Mendes export in Lisbon, a left wing back. Now with PSG, a decent guy. He takes some set pieces with Portugal. I'm probably not going to take set pieces here because, you know, Di Maria and Neymar. Yeah. But, you know, how much is he? Like 3,400, something like that. Yeah.
Di Maria's out.
Oh, Di Maria's out. Sorry. Yeah. So, but Messi's in, right? So, well, yes. Anyhow, but for you got a fullback at home for 3,400. PSG might need to win, right? They tie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
people will play him. I mean, they just see a fullback for PSG. They don't care at N3500. They don't care what it is.
Yeah. I won't play Ruben Vinagre anymore in my life. Because he was like a dark hole of opportunities for Ajax. So he got replaced. Poor guy, putting out of his misery.
Yeah,
it feels like Johan Mojica. Yeah, I feel like Mojica at that time with Atalanta. He's 2,500.
It was a trap every time.
It was a trap. Now he's playing great in Spain, but, you know, not the same. Spain, the same, La Liga is no longer the same. So
That's right.
I mean, oh, my God. La Liga is so boring now. It's unbearable. I feel bad for ESPN. You know, sorry for the commercials. Anything else you like? I mean, anything else, like, it makes sense. Like, everybody else, oh, you can play Alaba, sure, but you know why?
Right. Why?
Yeah. Why?
No, I don't think. I think the obviously we never play the Man City, not never, but we usually don't play the Man City fullbacks. I don't think this is the slate to do it. The PSG one, you know, depending if somebody's cheap, then you do it. I'm not going to play Trippier or probably anybody from that game. And so, yeah, I think it leaves you with whoever the cheap Leipzig guy is and
maybe some Dortmund guy.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe Robertson.
Or Robertson, right. Guerrero or Robertson.
Yeah, definitely not the Porto guys.
No.
No, I don't even know who they are. Wendell or Sanusi, one of those.
Yeah, no. I don't want any of them.
Yeah. They both have names of electronic appliances, so. And they're actually pretty
good. John Mario, but I don't think they give him this look against Liverpool, so.
Yeah.
Converted forward into a right back.
Yeah, for me it's that. Like, who is going to be left back at Leipzig? Hopefully, I mean, if you have Guardiola and Jovic, I mean, build whatever lineup you want. I mean, that is like a roulette. Like, just throw a dice, and you know, if you land on Haaland, play Haaland. You can play Haaland, Neymar, Messi, Benzema, Real Madrid, everything you want. You don't even have to worry about Lucas Vazquez anymore.
Right.
Yeah, you don't have to.
It's true, though. Like, if those guys, like, this pricing is pretty soft. And then if we get a $3,600 forward with minus 115 goal odds in the game with the highest total and a $3,300 fullback for the third biggest favorite, literally just scroll to the top of the salary list and you play whoever you want.
Whoever you want.
So who is the worst goalkeeper on the slate?
The worst goalkeeper on this slate is the one I'm going to play.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Who do we think it is? The Sheriff of Nottingham?
You know who the best is going to be, right? Yes, that's the best because we're not going to play him. So the worst one is going to be, I really like the, if you need money, the Tiraspol one is not bad. I think that he's going to get a lot of shots. And, you know, for me, probably the Milan goalkeeper probably might be the worst one. Maignan.
You think he's going to see enough shots? Or just
what do you think? I really think is the worst one. Yeah, for me, the worst one is going to be Adan. So that's probably going to be the best one. So, but for me, like, I feel like overall, it's a shaky play. Maignan is not a good idea. Play Oblak doesn't seem like a good idea. I mean, those guys, I mean, everybody in the middle doesn't seem good. I mean, for me, it's like, either play some of the cheap guys, Mignolet, whoever the Tiraspol guy is. I don't know his name. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Whoever got the checkmark at the bottom.
Right.
And then if not, if you have the salary of a game, we say if you have Jovic and you have, you can totally play Lunin. I think Lunin seems. I don't know. I mean, this Tiraspol looks nice. Not gonna lie to you. I mean, I know they're against Shakhtar, but they were like fierce. They were like crossing balls, like old school England English team. This Adama Traore is like a truck. I don't know. I honest to you, I what can we say? Maybe Alisson might be the best one. I don't know which one you like. I try not to pick anyone, not to get in love with anyone, because you know whenever I pick one after 5 minutes is goal against.
Yeah, the only thing I have against Adan is that like Dortmund don't usually shoot enough to create a bunch of saves. They either like don't shoot or they score.
Yeah.
And so I struggle to see him getting enough saves to make it worth it. But I don't know. Allison's an interesting call. I don't think anybody's really looking his way. But again, it's just pick a guy that it allows your lineup to make sense. Don't exactly. There's no priority goalkeeper on this slate.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think, you know, if Benzema starts, you're going to need salary. So
right.
It's okay. Play whoever you can fit in there. Even the Tiraspol guy, I have no problem. I don't know how many shots. Against Shakhtar, he was amazing, but I'm sure, but because they won. But, you know, away from home, I mean, I feel that, you know, he has as much upside and downside, and you want someone I mean, I don't think the goalkeeper is going to win the slate.
Right.
I think, like, you know, Real Madrid goalkeeper was going to get 10 points, maybe 12. And their downside is significant. It's a minus. It's a 3-point.
It's because minus 8. Isn't that what Adan got us last time?
Well, yeah. I'm not sure Lunin's going to get a minus 8. That would be amazing. So I will be jumping up and down.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, but you know, that it feels like the most that someone can get. I mean, maybe Ederson or Keylor Navas. Maybe they get some saves, but you know, they can get 8 points. I mean, I feel the average is going to be 8 points, so I don't think goalie is going to win it. So just pick someone and try to get the upside on the outside player, I guess.
Sure. No, that makes sense for sure. For sure. All right. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Luis, you can find him on Twitter at Patrigal. You can find me at RotoWire Andrew. Available in the RotoWire Discord, which is where we'll say which goalkeeper we're playing and that you should not. In fact, you should just stack against them. So if you are not in the RotoWire Discord, just go to rotowire.com/chat to get in there. It is for subscribers only. So if you are not a subscriber, you can try us out for free for 10 days. Just go to rotowire.com/soccer trial, get you access to actually all of the sports on the site, as well as that Discord chat. So definitely check it out. Thank you to SoRare for sponsoring this podcast. Luis, thank you for all of that fantastic information. And we'll talk to you tomorrow to preview Wednesday's slate.
Yeah, around 9 p.m., I guess.
That'll be it.
Yeah. All right, man. Take it easy. Good luck, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. For more great content, visit rotowire.com/soccer.